Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. For purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plains, America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea.
I'm a steamroller, baby, I'm about to roll over you. I'm a steamroller, baby, I'm about to roll over you. I'm gonna inject your soul with some sweet rock and roll, shoot you full of rhythm and blues. I'm a seaman mixer, a churning urn, a burning funk. I'm a seaman mixer, a churning urn, a burning funk. I'm a demolition derby, a hefty hunk of seaman junk.
All right, guys, I'm on my phone. I asked if anybody could hear me, and nobody answered me. So I'm on my phone.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, we can hear you now.
Well, I kind of knew you couldn't hear me, Sue, when you first called in. I was on, I opened your mic, and I said, can you hear me, Sue? Sue, are you there?
No, I didn't.
I'm here.
I didn't
hear.
I
know
thing.
You did. You just kept on typing. So I called in, and I just thought I'd check it one more time. And Ann says, nope, can't hear you. So I went ahead and turned my phone on, and now you guys can hear me, so we're good, I guess. It's a good thing I didn't spend a whole lot of money for this microphone, or I might be upset, but it only cost me $10, so it's not a big deal. I can handle that. All right, you know, we got something really cool today. It's kind of special. Yeah, well, that's all right, Victoria. Next time you might want to pay attention at the start of a show because I need you guys. But that's okay. We're past that now. It's no problem. What I've got, and I pulled the Elvis songs. E sent me answers to some of the songs he did. And then I do have four just covers of his songs. These answers are not plentiful. I don't know how he found them because I went in to find some more and I couldn't get any of them to come up. So, hey, you know, we did the next best thing. I just pulled some covers. And you know what? The first cover I'm going to do is Our Little Anne. She wanted this one to go last week, and I had it scheduled for Elvis to do it, and then I didn't have time to play it, so we decided to do it today. And here's the neat thing about it is that we were doing this other thing and decided to do some covers and some answers and stuff like this, so it kind of fell into proper show. It was meant to be today and not earlier, so we're cool. So here is Our Little Anne singing Tender Feeling.
I can't conceal this tender feeling. Now that you are close to me, I look at you with tender feeling and can't help kissing tenderly. I offer you a true devotion. All my life, through my love, I vow. For this is real, this sweet emotion, this tender feeling I have now. Somehow I knew from the moment our lips first met, you'd be the girl I could never forget. No other love could be appealing. I loved you right from the and with each kiss, I'll keep revealing this tender feeling in my heart.
There, we finally got it done, Ann. There you go. And to complete what's going on right now, here is Elvis' version of Tender Feeling.
I can't conceal a tender feeling now that you are close to me. I look at you with tender feeling and can't help kiss you tenderly. A true devotion, all life through, my love I vow. For this is real, this sweet emotion, this tender feeling I have loved. Somehow I knew from the moment our lips first met, you would be the girl I could never forget. No other love could be appealing. I love you right from the start, and with each kiss I'll keep revealing the tender feeling in my heart. Yeah,
it's been a while since I've heard that, but I like it. I do. It's one of those movie songs that you kind of can't make up your mind about, not for real definite, but I'll go with it's nice, it's nice, it's nice. Tender feelings are always nice. Oh, goodness sakes, goodness sakes. Okay, we're going to keep this going, but this time we're going to do one of the answer song duos. So first, we need to play Elvis' version first, because the answer is what Jerry Granger does. So here is Elvis' version of, well, here is J.B. Burrell's version, same thing, of Just Tell Her Jim Said Hello.
Ramona's sitting right over there. I know that face anyway. I'd run up and embrace her, but I'm ashamed to face me. Just tell her John said hello. I like to pour out my heart, but I don't know where to start. I like
John said hello. Just then John said hello. Just then John said hello. Don't tell her I'm feeling blue. That's just between me and you. Don't tell her I still love her. Just tell her John said hello. Just tell her John said hello. Just tell her Jim said hello. That was for Ramona. October 11th, 2017.
Cool. I always did like that one because he says John in it instead of Jim until the very last one, and then he says Jim.
Uh-huh.
I like it.
That's a good one.
Okay. And he sent me the answer song to that is from Jerry Granger. And it's called Just Tell Him Jane Said Hello.
He's sitting right over there. I'd know that face anywhere. Tell him Jane said hello. I'd like to pour out my heart, but I don't know where to start. I'd like to tell him what I'm really feeling, but just tell him Jane said hello.
Okay, let's do the next pair before I do just a matching, okay? But we're going to do another answer. So we've got to do Elvis version first of A Return to Sender.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown. No
and I dropped it in the mailbox and sent a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown.
All right. And that was the movie version, but, you know, you guys already figured that out, so that's okay. Here is Jerry Gardner's answer to Return to Sender, which is very difficult to imagine, but it's called Don't Want Your Letters.
Don't want your letters. Don't want.
The postman handed me a letter. I saw it came from you. I gave it back to the postman. You and I are through.
You better know it. Don't want your letters. Don't need your life. Cause I found me a new guy. He treats me better.
Didn't change. Told the postman I'm sorry, but I still feel the same.
You better know it. Don't want your letters. Don't need your life. Cause I found me a new guy.
You're only wasting postage, baby. You might as well know the score. Don't bother to this little girl, she don't love you no more.
You better know it. Don't want your letters. Don't need your life. Cause I found me a new guy. Don't want your letters. Don't want your letters. Don't want your letters. Don't want.
All right. Yeah, I'm here trying to type on this dingy computer again. Everything's in a different place and it's hard to find. But you know, hey, I'll learn it eventually. Maybe. Maybe not. It's okay. All right. Now I'm gonna do just a same as Elvis and a cover. Okay, so here is Elvis version of Till It's Time for You to Go.
You're not a dream, you're not an angel, you're a woman. I'm not a king, I'm just a man. Take my hand, we'll make a space in this life that we plan. and he will stay until it's time for you to go. Yes, we're different, worlds apart, we're not the same. We laughed and played at the stars back in a game. You could have stayed outside my heart, but you came. And here I stay until it's time for you to go. Don't ask why. Don't ask how. Don't ask forever. Love me, love me, love me, love me now. This love of mine had no beginning, it has no end. I was an oak, now I'm a willow, now I can bend. And though I'll never in my life see you again, and still I'll stay until it's time for you. Don't ask why. Don't ask how. Don't ask forever. Love me, love me, love me, love me now. This love of mine had no beginning, it has no end. I was an oak, now I'm a willow, and I can bend. And though I'll never in my life see you again, here I'll stay until it's time for you to go. Yes, I'd stay until it's time for you to go.
I love that song. I do. Apache likes it too. He was lying down at my feet and Elvis started singing that song and he got up and laid his head on my lap.
Oh, that's sweet. That's cute.
Oh, he's such a sweet boy. He really is. And he's getting better as he gets older. So it's good. You know, there's something to say about older men. Yep, for sure. All right. Here is the cover of that song.
You're not a dream, you're not an angel, you're a man. Not a queen, I'm just a woman, take my hand. We'll make a space in these lives that we planned. And here we'll stay until it's time for you to go. Yes, we're different, worlds apart, we're not the same. We laughed and played at the start like in a game. You could have stayed outside my heart, button you came, and here you'll stay until it's time for you to go. Don't ask why. Don't ask how. Don't ask forever. Love me, love me, love me now. This love of mine had no beginning, it has no end. I was an oak, now I'm a willow, I can bend. And though I'll never in my life see you again, still I'll stay until it's time for you to go. Don't ask why. Don't ask how. Don't ask forever. Love me, love me, love me now. This love of mine had no beginning, it has no end. I was an oak, now I'm a willow, I can bend. And though I'll never in my life see you again, here I'll stay until it's time for you to go. Yes, I'll stay until it's time for you to go.
All right. Well, you can tell how much I love that song.
Very good.
I had a good time doing that. Thank you, darling. Thank you so much. Yes, that picture I sent to the chat is my Apache boy. You can't see the blue mottling on his back. He's starting to get the blue healer marks on his back and his belly. So he's not completely white anymore. But that's okay, too. That's okay, too, because it's very, very interesting, and I like it. So, All right. And thank you, Anne, and thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. I did it because I love it. So there you go. Next, let's do another answer song. I think we need to do another answer song. Answer song. An answer song. my mother would be making fun of me, but that's all right. I love her to pieces. She's the only one that does it, so it's pretty nice. I like it. All right, so here is Elvis doing Are You Lonesome Tonight? Usually, yeah, most always.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you
I get these.
Well, honey, it sounds like you shouldn't be sitting there talking too much because you don't have that much air. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm with oxygen too.
Exactly.
I'm going to myself off of it.
I'm really, really glad. Well, you want to do it with your doctors, okay? Don't do it on your own, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That would be bad. So, yeah, you need to stop talking and just lay down and rest, I think it sounds like. This talking is going to get you coughing and everything again. That's not good.
True. That's how I get, though, Jay. So painful.
Well, I'm glad you called. I know, honey. That's why you're going to hospital. That's why. But I'm glad you called in, and we got to hear you letting us know how you're doing, and I wish it was better news. But, you know, maybe this time they'll hit it. Maybe this time they'll hit it and get the right medication for you.
I hope so. I will. Okay. I'm going to let you go. But thank you very much.
Okay,
for
baby.
Talk.
So go
lay down and
quiet.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Lay down quiet,
okay.
Honey. We'll talk to you soon. You get well, okay? We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I will. I will see you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darling. It was good to hear from you.
Thank you. It's good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Well, that was nice of her to call. As bad as she sounds like she's feeling, that was nice of her to call and let us know. You know,
yeah, bless her heart. She's been through a lot. Wow.
She should take out an apartment in the hospital. That poor lady. Oh, my gosh. But, you know, like I said, maybe this time they'll hit it and get the proper medication for her. They have to keep trying.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. This has gone on too long.
Now, what am I? Let's see. Now. It's not lacking. Maybe it needs this. I'm trying to figure out how I entered stuff again. You know, it'd be nice if I would get something. Yeah. Come on. All right. I am going to do it this way because it's just not liking me too much. There we are. See, it's right there. It didn't come out when I typed it, but it's right there. So anyway, here is the answer to Are You Lonesome? And that song always made me sad because you always think about breakups when you listen to that song. Well, that's what it's about, so why not, you know? Here is the answer to that song, and I like the answer. Yes, and I have promised to do the answer, so y'all will be hearing it very, very soon, maybe next week. So here is Dodie Stevens. Yes, I'm lonesome tonight and every night.
Yes, I'm lonesome tonight, and I miss you tonight. I'm so sorry we drifted apart, and my memory strayed to those when you kissed me and called me sweetheart. All the chairs in the parlor seem empty and bare as I gaze at the doorstep and picture you there. Now my heart's filled with pain. Take me back once again. Yes, my dear, I'm so lonesome
Yes, my darling, I'm lonesome tonight. I realize now that the world is a stage, and each of us must play a part. I know, too, that fate sometimes acts in strange ways. Yes, Act One is where we met, and I, too, loved you at first glance. But I guess I didn't really read my lines too well. Then came Act Two. I've never changed. There was a misunderstanding. I know now that I shouldn't have listened to a so-called friend. The truth is my love, that she wanted you for her own. You don't really have to doubt me, nor must you go on without me. Yes, the stage is bare, but please wait there, because I'm coming to you, darling, and we'll be together when they bring the curtain down. Now my heart's filled with pain. Take me back once again. Yes, my dear, I'm so lonesome tonight.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wait.
I've almost already got it.
I've never heard it before.
Cool, huh? He found that.
Yeah.
He's done, all of the songs I've done so far are from E. He found all of them. Well, you know, except for Anne and then the one I did, but I love him. This is great. Hearing these answers to songs, I love that. I think that is just so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would have thought that, you know, when they did them, they didn't think anybody would be doing answers. Hey, cool. All right. I've got a couple of covers now, and then we've got one more answer. So what I'm going to do now is every time I hear this, my jaw just drops in wonder. Because this little gal, she's not little anymore. She's probably in her mid to late teens by now. This is Claire Crosby. When she was 6 years old, and she played the guitar for herself on this. And it's just, oh, come on. There we go. I had to type out practically the whole title instead of the first couple of words. But anyway, this is Claire Crosby when she was 6 years old. No, Claire's not Tiny Tim, honey. Claire is not Tiny Tim, okay? We're going to reserve that for your version after Claire. Okay, so this is Can't Help Falling in Love.
Hey, everyone. It's Claire here. Today, I'm going to sing you a song called I Can't Help Falling in Love. One man said, only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love. Shall much for watching, everyone. Bye.
Bye. That's special.
She was so, she started singing when she was 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when she recorded this, she was 6. I think she's like 12 or 15 now, I think. But
already?
She, yes. Yeah, this is an older video. But she's, oh my gosh, she has more talent in her little finger. And absolutely no stage fright, no fear, no nervousness. She just, hey, here I am. Let's go for it. And she does. And I think that's absolutely fantastic. That's really cool. So anyway, here's Elvis' version.
Thank you for the song special for you. You're beautiful, man.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Still I say, would it be? Yes, Lord.
My boy. I love that. It's cool. And that, those two songs right there, Claire Crosby and Elvis doing Can't Help Falling in Love, he didn't send me. I found those. I just kind of said, okay, we need a couple more. So there we go. And going right along with that, here is Elvis doing the 12th of Never.
Welcome now. How much I need you, must I explain? I need you, oh my darling, like roses need rain. You ask how long I love you, I'll tell you true. Until the 12th of never, I'll still be loving you. Hold me close, never let me go. Hold me close,
like April snow. I love you till the bluebells forget to bloom. I love you till the clover has lost its perfume. I love you till the poets run out of rhyme. Oh, until the 12th of never, and that's a long, long time. Until the 12th of never, and that's a long, long time.
Okay, and in keeping with the idea of the covers, which we only have one more after this one, okay? But, and it's an answer song, so that's why I wanted to save it for the last part of this segment. And then we got Elvis songs, and we got 60 Rock, and we're going to have a good time the last half of the show, but this is okay. Right now, here's the cover of 12th of Never.
You ask how much I need you. Must I explain? I need you, oh my darling, like roses need rain. You ask how long I'll love you. I'll tell you true.
I love that song.
Oh, you were high on that end, very high. Never heard you that high.
Yeah, I sang that at open mic at the restaurant up in Congress when they were having open mic a few years back. It got a good reception then too. So hey, I figure it's good. Why not, right?
All right.
Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all your heart and do what you do, do well. And I have no idea who does that song. It just kind of popped in my brain, and there it was, and you guys had to suffer for it. That's just how it goes. But I had fun. So, hey, you know, that's what counts, right? Oh, my goodness. Here is this ding that computer again. You don't like that either. Okay. I got to go and find this manually because it doesn't let me type it in. And come on. You know, I got a lot of songs in here. You know that? My goodness. But here's the one I was looking for. And I typed it just like that, too, and it didn't like me. But that's all right. That's a computer for you. I don't care what anybody says. Computers do think for themselves. They do. And nobody can talk me out of that one. All right, so here is, and I do have an answer song for this. This is Elvis with Good Luck Charm. Actually, Good Luck Charm, parentheses, I Don't Want to Be, parentheses. And this is by Joe and Judy. And Joanne wrote a little paragraph saying that she was 17 and her sister Judy was 15 when they recorded this song. And said they had so much fun doing it, but they never got to meet Elvis. But they know he heard this song, and they were happy about that. And, yeah, he's heard it. No question. Hey, here it is, right? So here is Joe and Judy. Her name is Joanne Cuccinella. It might be how you pronounce it. I'm not sure. But here's Good Luck Charm, I Don't Want to Be.
Wanna be just another good luck charm. You cast an over another.
luck charm hanging on your arm to throw away tonight. You can keep your silver dollars. I'm not a puppet on a string. If you can give your love to those other gals, then it don't mean a thing. Don't wanna be just another a good luck charm.
No, ma'am. Oh, that was so cute. That was so cute. I can't imagine saying no to E. You know, it's just, maybe, you know, maybe it's a possibility, but I can't get my mind around no. Oh, you know, I really look up to Linda Thompson because she ghosted him for 2 weeks after she met him. That took a lot of guts. But she had other things going. I mean, you know, Miss Tennessee and all that stuff. So she got points. I mean, she just got points. I absolutely adore her and how she handles things. It's fantastic. So anyway, that's it for our answer songs and our covers and matching them. It was fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it because I really had a good time. Of course, I played two of my songs, so, you know, that could have something to do with it. But, you know, anyway, hello. I have something here that E sent me this morning. No, he sent it to me this afternoon. Yeah, this afternoon. He wasn't feeling too good today, so he did this afternoon, and all the matching and the covers and stuff he sent yesterday. So that's how we got all of them, and hey, it's fine with me. I got no problem with that. But here's one he sent that is a rare recording session of Little Sister. Fun, guys.
Don't nobody hold out. Play it. Just got a classic in here. M2W0861, deck one. Lucy, hold on, I'm sorry. Little sister, don't you?
Bert. Three.
I can't hardly hear you. Little sister, don't you? Huh? Yeah.
M2W0861.
6 wine, take 4.
Little sister, don't you?
Okay. Okay. Start again.
Oh. Don't you, little sister, don't you, little sister, don't want you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy, and they stopped right out the door. Little sister, don't you?
It might have been a little bit slow then, folks.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't want you kiss me once or twice, then say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Denny, and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't want you kiss me once or twice, then say it's very nice, and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil, like a little old boy weevil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose, but you've been a-growing and baby it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't want you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does.
Oh, yeah, you can hear that bass in there. I like it. I can't get down that low.
All right. Here is one, and this too he sent me today. I've got three more of those, and I'm going to play all of them. This is fantastic. I love it. I'm getting through stuff, and then we got 60s. But right now, we're in that love zone. Look, takes 3 and 10.
I had to leave town for a little while. You said you'd be good while I'd go, but the look in your eyes, I forgot to tell. Baby. Oh, God. can we get a pickup from there?
Oh, Lord. A little less conversation, a little more action, please. Okay. I had to leave town for a little while. You said you'd be good while I was gone. But the look in your eye done told me you told a lie. I know there's been some carrying on. Baby, you wearing that love gone look. Shoot, 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 shoot. Baby, you wearing that love gone look. The ashtrays are all full of ashes. The floor needs a touch of a mop. As a man downstairs with a long bushy hair, he said your party was a three-day.
I love that. I absolutely love it. Every time I hear his voice break, I crack up. I just go into hysterics. It's so funny. I love that. And they've got it on recording. Is that just too cool? That's awesome. And he probably hates it, but, you know, it is what it is. Hey, hello. How are you doing, caller?
Hey, I'm doing better than most, worse than a few. How about you?
Say about the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's wonderful, and I'm sure it's amazing to be you, and I'm experiencing you right now, so it's obviously something going on here, but, yeah. I love that little. I was sitting here thinking, baby, you wearing that smile like I'm loving you all night long. Baby, yeah, baby, you seem to be enjoying those stars in your eyes. Oh, it must be nighttime because I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon.
And I know that song. I used to work at a country station, so I know that song.
Oh, well, God bless America.
Twice.
Oh. I knew
so
there was something
sweet.
Who
is this? Who have I got?
Huh?
Who have I got? Give me your name.
Talk. Well, my stage name is Way Busy, and that's what they call me on stage and off stage. So I'm going to stay busy.
Now what's your name? Honey, I've been in showbiz for too many years to fall for that. So what's your name?
Well, you know how it is when you got a kid on your hands and he runs on sweetness. So I guess you're going to give him a little bit of sweetness because you know how kids are, right? Well, I'd say my name is
kid?
Craig. Craig. My name is Craig.
Craig. Okay. Okay.
Craig.
I've talked to you before, Craig.
I don't know about that.
Well, I think you called 2-3 months ago, I think, for a few minutes to say hi.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I get around.
I remember your name.
I get around.
Well, no, you're probably just sitting at home by your phone. I mean, you know, that's fine.
Well, I did call. Yeah, you know what? I guarantee you I did call this number before because I remember talking to someone about things. And I tell you, my dad, when I went to prison, I had to go to prison for a little bit, well, a long time. But I met somebody in prison, and I was talking about my dad to this guy. And he goes, what'd you say your dad's name was? And I told him his name. He said, well, where'd you say he was from? And I told him where he was from. And he said, well, you know, I know your dad. I said, you know my dad? And he goes, yeah, I know your dad. They used to call your dad Elvis when he was in high school. He had a black Corvette when he was like 15 years old, 16 years old. His dad bought him it. And I was like, you know my dad, huh? They go, yeah. Because when I'd go to my dad's house when he was alive, I'd go in there and he'd have a big old bar. When you walk in his door, you go down these steps and you go in this big area where it's like a bar.
Uh-huh.
And they have these Clydesdale horses up on the top. I mean, the original Clydesdale horses. And he got pictures with mirrors all behind everything. And he's got pictures everywhere of Elvis and himself. And he would say to me, which one's Elvis and which one's me? And I would look and I'd say, I can't tell. I don't know. I can't tell, you know. And he'd show me. He goes, this one's me and this one's Elvis. So, and then my sister, I had seven sisters. One of my sisters, the youngest one, looks exactly like Lisa Marie Presley. Exactly like her. And so, you know, what are the chances of that happening?
Well, we're not going to work that out. We're not in Vegas, so that's okay.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But God bless that man when he was up there doing his thing, you know, because a lot of people cried when Elvis died, but some people didn't. Let's talk about the ones that didn't. They were uptight.
Well, let's talk about the fact that maybe he didn't die. Look into it.
I've already looked
into it.
He's not some preacher dude somewhere.
Exactly. No, he's not.
No.
No, he's not.
I'm a preacher, dude. He wasn't, as far as I know.
No. And he's not Bob Joyce, and he's not so many of the other things that people try to say he is. Nope. But he didn't die in 77 either.
Well, look at rock and roll still alive. Nobody can kill it. So what are you thinking?
His music is still alive, too. So, hey.
Okay.
You know,
hey.
Yeah. Look up. If you keep looking it up, you're going to find the truth. You're going to find the story. Just don't give up, all right?
I like to enjoy the moment now. I mean, the kind of person that enjoys the now. Other people don't get to enjoy the now because they're stuck in the quicksand. What I mean by that is that they live in the past. They hold on to things in the past, and that's quicksand.
Yeah.
Or they worry about things that hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
And that's quicksand.
Food for thought. Food for
right.
thought.
So you're on
Craig.
The bedrock. You're on the bedrock, and when the bedrock, that's where you get to stand up on. You're not in quicksand, okay?
True.
Okay.
But right. if you keep researching, don't stop, you know, at one thing and just to say this isn't Elvis or this isn't Elvis. Dig it up and find out what happened. The stories are there, they're online, they're easy to find. Dig it up and find out what happened, because he's still not dead, honey. He's still alive.
My family's in the music industry. My father, I'm not sure if you've probably heard, maybe you've heard the song. I've asked people a lot of times. You ever heard of the Monster Mash song?
Oh, yeah.
Well, my father's the one that was a co-writer in that song in 1962. Matter of fact, he went down to San Francisco, and back then they had 45s, and they printed a bunch of them up, and you could go into the radio station, and you can give them a CD, or not a CD, sound like a kid now, a 45, and they would play it. If it was good, they will play it, you know, and they'll put it on the air. And then as soon as they put that song on the air, he said the phone lines were lit up. And so everybody, it became a hit. So that's a national song, that one. And there's other songs. And plus, Dad was the producer for the Manhattans. You know that song, You Are My Lucky Shiny Star?
I know the Manhattans.
Right.
Hey, you know what, honey? Yeah. If you like the Monster Mash, you look up the Monster Mash about the different people online that did it.
There was a couple.
You're
going to
be surprised about one of them. You're going to be surprised.
My dad ended up selling his rights to the music because of drugs and stuff. My dad was anti-drugs. Matter of fact, when he was in the room with Walt Disney in a meeting one day, some of the guys came back into the meeting, and they were high on pot, and he fired everybody in the room. So my dad's a real stickler about these things.
My great-grandpa was personal friends with Walt Disney. They used to go hunting together.
Yeah. So you know what I'm saying then? You know what I'm saying then? So it's like it's a family thing.
Oh,
listen,
exactly,
I'm not trying to expose anything. I'm just saying, you know, it's just one of those things that we could just talk about briefly. And it's okay. So I'm not trying
to be rude
or anything. I'm just saying positive things, okay?
All right, darling. When you go online and you look for different people that recorded Monster Mash, look for those that did it in 2017 online. It's not on a record. It's not on a CD. It's not an official recording.
Uh-huh.
But look for it and see what you can come up with.
Yeah. We got all the original stuff right here. We have Dad's always been recording.
Well, I'm talking about, honey, listen, I'm talking about somebody special that you want to hear.
Who is it?
And then you'll know.
Well, can you tell me on YouTube
look
where
it
to
up.
Go?
Look it up by J.B. Burroughs, and it's on YouTube.
J.B. Burroughs?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Look it up.
Right.
And you're gonna know what I'm trying to tell you. You're gonna know what I'm trying to tell you, and go for it. No, not Tiny Tim. Anyway, honey, I gotta get back to playing. Yeah, somebody on chat put Tiny Tim. But anyway, yes, go look that up and just have your socks blown off, and hold on to your underwear because you want to keep those. And I got to get back to playing some music. But I'm glad you called because I got to tell you some truth. Okay?
Yeah. All righty.
Go look for it, darling. Go look for it. You're going to be surprised and you're going to love it. So I'm going to play a song here now. Elvis loved country, but they didn't let him do too much of it because they wanted him to make them money on the rock and roll. So here is Help Me Make It Through the Night, take 6 and 7.
Take the ribbon from your hair, shake it loose, let it fall.
Oh, something blew out.
No, you know, that may be a little too heavy on an intro. Okay.
from her. Shake it loose, let it fall. Laying soft against my skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong. I won't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Cause tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't care.
Love it. That is a country song that, man, it was very, very high up on the charts. It was very high up on the charts. And I believe that was Kris Kristofferson that wrote it and first recorded it. And then people did it from there. It was fantastic. And that was the best. So, hey, you know, it's good. And now I've got something that I absolutely love. Oh, come on. This dingbat computer is crazy today. Hello. I'm pushing on the right button. Yes, I want another. There we go. Good computer. Pat you on the cover. Okay. Anyway, this is Elvis doing one that you sent me this afternoon. It's Devil in Disguise. And this is good, guys. It's take 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6. Cool, huh? 0292,
take 1. Here we go, gentlemen. Here we go. Here we go. We're rolling. Whoop, 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 whoop. Don't make it so big, just a little.
Take 2. like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel.
But I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
Like a bird. Let's try it. How to sign up to there, Freddy? Oh, Freddy?
I'll watch. 0292,
take 4. I'll call him back. Look like an angel.
Ta-da-da! 5 minutes of Devil in Disguise rehearsal recordings. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Fantastic. Okay. You guys like Conway Twitty, right? It's time for some 60s music. Yeah. This is Conway Twitty with I'd Love to Lay You Down.
There's a lot of ways of saying what I wanna say to you. There's songs and poems and promises and dreams that might come true. But I won't talk of starry skies or moonlight on the ground. I'll come right out and tell you I'd just love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling, how I'd love to lay you down. There's so many ways your sweet love's made this house into a home. You've got a way of doing little things that turn me on, like standing in the kitchen in your faded cotton gown with your hair all up in curlers. I still love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling, how I love to lay you down. When a whole lot of Decembers are showing in your face, your auburn hair has faded and silver takes its place. You'll be just as lovely and I'll still be around. And if I can, I know that I'd still love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. Let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling, how I'd love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things my woman loves to hear. I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling, to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things my woman loves to hear. I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling.
There you go. Good old Conway Twitty. He's not with us anymore either.
So many good ones are gone.
Oh yeah, and you know they never quit playing that. They just cut down the frequency, but they never quit playing it. It still shows up sometimes. It's amazing. Yeah. It's just amazing. And here's another one that's amazing from the '60s, 1966, I think. Well, I didn't write it down, so I don't know, but I think it was 66. Anyway, Simon and Garfunkel, there's a name for you, Sound of Silence.
Well, this lockdown never ends. I've got itchy feet again. Cabin fever got me creeping out the house while my wife's sleeping. Made a decision that I'd probably make again. Couldn't abstain from sneaking out in silence. In the streets I walked alone. Finally was on my own. But found myself in a quandary. Promised my wife I'd do the laundry. Walking back when I saw the flash of blue and red lights that split the night with the sound of sirens. And then the naked light I saw.
bands, maybe more. They pin me against the floor. Copper said I had broken the law. I said, please let me go, I was just going to the store. But they ignored and said I have the right to remain silent. Copper said, brother, don't you know, at this time the shops are closed. In the argument I was forming, forgot it was 2:30 in the morning. My excuses like silent raindrops fell. The jail cell is where I was headed with sirens. And now I'm in the prison hall. The cop said you can make one call. It was the hardest choice of my life. Realized I had to phone my wife. Don't think I had it in my heart to say the laundry's still not done. I called the one. So I said to myself, in silence.
Oh yeah. Now that's one that I could go to a girlfriend's house and she had the music on the piano. It was really pretty cool. So we spent some time just singing. It was fun. She could play and we had the music there and it was great. It was great. These songs bring back memories, so it's fantastic. Speaking of memories, the Archies. Can you guess what I'm going to play? I bet you can. How about Sugar? Honey, honey, you are my honey girl.
Sugar, oh honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey, oh sugar, sugar, you are my
Yeah. And guess what? I've only got 6 minutes left, guys. Already. But most of the show, we got to listen to Elvis and answers and covers. It was fantastic. It's totally fantastic. And he sent most of the music, almost all the music, except for, I think, 5 or 6 songs. And I had a fantastic time, guys. I really did. And you guys are making me hungry for peanut butter and honey and a peanut butter and sweet pickle sandwich. That would be good. Yeah, with tomato soup. There's supper. There we go. I had homemade vegetable beef soup for supper last night and lunch today, so I got to change that. Oh, yes. No rug wraps here. No, no. But I thank you all for being here with me because that's what made it so much fun. And I knew Sue said she had to leave, but she didn't.
I'm
don't
here
think.
On the phone, but I had my cell phone. Dying.
Oh,
okay.
Well, as long as you're still here, honey, I don't care. As long as you're still here, that's fantastic. Oh, thank you for coming in and hanging in here all through the whole show. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. I love it. And it's, you know, because you'll say something and it's worth hearing. You know, that's, and the chat, everybody in the chat, that is so eclectic. There's so many different things that get into that chat, and it's like, oh, there's a nice picture. Yeah, see what I mean? It's like, okay, I shouldn't be looking at that while I'm trying to talk. That kind of interferes. My thought process is going. Well, that's all right. I'm after 2 hours. I'm ready to. But no outlets. Don't stick my fingers in any outlets. That curls my hair, and it's funny. But anyway, thank you, everybody in the chat, for being here with me because that was fun. It was a whole lot of fun. And you got to be here the whole show. That was fantastic. Absolutely loved it. You ask a question, it gets answered. That is awesome. So, hey, guys, tomorrow for the gospel show, I promise it will be just as good, maybe in a different way, but just as good, just as good. And it'll feed you to get you through the whole next week. So come in tomorrow. Don't miss it. You're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be fantastic. So at this point in time, I am going to play Bus Stop by the Hollies from 1966. And it's always been one of my favorites because I used to take buses all the time. So see what can happen.
she stays afloat under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed in wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it by all that she was mine.
Along